And now, it's sports time. Featuring forecasts, plot synopsis, character studies, explanations, and interviews. Making sports accessible to everyone, from the diehard to the hardly interested. With your host, Ezra Fisher, it's the Dear Sports Fan Podcast.
Hello, sports fans and friends, family, husbands, wives, brothers, sisters, cousins, and aunts of sports fans. For many people who love the NFL, this coming weekend is the best weekend of sports for the year. Like last weekend, there are four playoff games over 2 days. What makes it even better than last weekend is that the four teams with the best records in the league all rested last weekend, and now they host the winner of last weekend's playoff games. It's called the NFL Divisional Round of the Playoffs. To help prepare for the games, I invited my friend Brennan Gilfillan to join me in a series of podcasts. We'll go through each of the playoff games and talk through the most interesting characters, the basic plot of the game, who we want to win, and who we think is going to win. And just for fun, we'll share our favorite player names from each of the playoff teams. I hope you enjoy it.
All right, well, let's get started with the first game. It's Saturday, 4:35 p.m. It's the Baltimore Ravens at New England Patriots on NBC. Just like last week, we'll start with some characters to know on each team's, the plot, some of our favorite names, and then we'll talk about who we want to win and who we think is going to win. Brendan, you want to get us started with a character on the New England Patriots?
Yeah, I mean, I'll go ahead and do the boring one, which is Tom Brady, who is now 74 years old and still playing incredibly well. But the one team that has given him trouble in the playoffs has been, other than the New York Jets, has been the Baltimore Ravens. And he also has not won a Super Bowl in a few years. And I think the window is closing pretty quickly, considering how poorly he played to start this season. So I think this is probably one of the two or three last times we'll see him in this situation, where he really could win a Super Bowl, all things being equal, but is running up against the one team that seems to give him trouble.
Yep, and he...
Also, he's really pretty.
He is really pretty. He's sort of like, he's kind of the antithesis of the image of the Patriots in a lot of different ways. The Patriots have formed themselves, thanks to their coach Bill Belichick, as this sort of radical and yet incredibly impersonal organization that really will just get rid of any player as soon as they think that they're not worth paying anymore. And Tom Brady has been the one constant over the last 15 years, I think, close to 15 years. And he really is a star. He's pretty, he's got a nice haircut. He has, his wife is one of the biggest supermodels in the world. And he lives during the off season in California. And yet everyone loves him. So yeah, he's definitely an interesting character. I would also say the biggest weapon he has in the receiving game that he's throwing to, is a pretty interesting character, a guy named Rob Gronkowski. He's officially a tight end, which means he lines up right next to the offensive line, but he's really a receiving tight end. So he catches a lot of passes. And he's just a giant dude in all of the senses of the word dude, who, when he's on, he's like, I think he's probably the best receiver in the NFL. Like, once he catches the ball, it seems like no one can knock him over until he scores a touchdown. His problem over the last few years has been that when he does get knocked down, he usually breaks something or tears something. So this year he is finally healthy, and all of the Patriots fans are knocking on wood right now. But it's been a little while since Brady has had a full strength Gronkowski in the playoffs.
Or even a full complement of weapons in general in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, the other name to listen for on Saturday will be Darrell Revis, who is the most well-known player on the Patriots defense, who's a cornerback, and basically what they pay him for is to basically make it impossible for the opposing team to throw to one of their wide receivers, because he's just that good. So you'll hear his name a lot, mostly because what they'll say is that they're not throwing the ball to the receiver he's covering, just because that's what he does. And he's that good at it.
Although although in this case, so we can move over to the visiting team, the Baltimore Ravens. And we did some of these characters last week. And one of them we talked quite a bit about was Steve Smith, who is a pint-sized, ferocious receiver on the Baltimore Ravens. So it would be really interesting if Darrell Revis were covering him for most of the game, because that would be, I think Revis would have his hands full. What other characters would you like to talk about on the Baltimore Ravens?
Well, I think we talked about James Flacco last week. So the other name that you'll hear a lot, again, on the defensive side of the ball, is also a great name, Haloti Ngata.
Yeah.
And he missed the last four games of the season because he took Adderall.
I mean, the NFL doesn't actually release the name of the drug that they caught someone with, and they also don't deny it when the player or the player's agent says, oh, it was Adderall. So basically all of them say that.
I like to think it was Adderall.
Really?
Bottom line is, great drug. He is paid to be the biggest guy on the field and to sit in the middle of the field. And whenever the offense tries to do anything, he just, in the first place, refuses to be moved. So he won't let the offense kind of get any kind of push. And then he's also freakishly athletic enough to actually through or around the offensive lineman and get into the backfield and cause havoc, which is incredible because the man is he's a giant human being who moves, he weighs something like 350 pounds, and he moves like a much, much smaller man.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see what he's listed at.
I think it's 340.
He's 30 years old. He is 6'4" tall and 340 pounds. And he can run faster than anyone listening to this podcast. Or speaking on it, for that matter.
I don't know about that. now that he's over his Adderall problem, I think he's going to be good.
Yeah, he's definitely... he's a force to be reckoned with. And actually, I'm not sure it's so bad to miss the last four games of the season because at his position, he's basically double-teamed on every play by offensive linemen who are just, you know, each of them are 300 pounds and they're just leaning on him and trying to knock him down. So a relatively fresh Haloti Ngata is a scary proposition for Tom Brady. He was actually the guy I had written down to talk about on the Ravens as well, but I don't think we covered their coach last week. Their coach is John Harbaugh, and he's the older and slightly more mannered of the Harbaugh brothers. His little brother, Jim Harbaugh, was the coach of the San Francisco 49ers and has been in the news a lot lately. Jim is the little brother is like kind of a lunatic. And although I think the 49ers had gone to the Super Bowl twice and the championship game another time in the last 4 or 5 years, he basically got fired this year. He took a job in college. But before he took over the Michigan college football team, last week he was on the sidelines helping out his older brother, John, for the Ravens. And I have no idea what he was doing on the sidelines, but it's kind of a riot to think that this guy who was a head coach of a different NFL football team is probably going to be on the sidelines helping his brother try to beat the Patriots this weekend.
Oh, it may just take two Harbaughs to beat one Belichick. Possibly.
What did you say?
I said it may just take two of them to beat one Belichick.
Yeah, Belichick is... he has quite a reputation as well. All right, so let's go to the plot of this game. I think you covered it a little bit when talking about Brady. It is a lot about sort of Brady and Belichick getting older and this being one of the last great chances they have. I would say that if you look at the season as a whole, instead of this one game, the Patriots really should be kind of invulnerable. They're the number one seed. They were the best team in their conference, definitely one of the best teams in the entire NFL. And yet Baltimore, if recent history has anything to say about it, they always seem to play well in New England. They've been there three times in the playoffs recently, and they've played well every single time. They won two games, and even the one game they lost because one of their wide receivers, the immortal, what was his name? Lee Evans?
think so, yeah.
Yeah, he used to be on the Bills. Yeah, I think Lee Evans had the ball in the end zone and someone knocked the ball out of his hands. And then even after that, the Ravens field goal kicker missed a relatively easy kick to lose the game. So yeah, they easily could have won all three of their trips to New England in the playoffs. So it's a little bit of a microcosm of do past years matter? Or is it just blank slate, it's the one seed against I think the Ravens are the sixth seed, you know, the one seed should win. The better team should win.
And I think that Ravens have a little bit of a history recently of being doing just enough in the regular season to get into the playoffs and then going on a tear in the playoffs and winning at least one or two games.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I think the last time they won the Super Bowl, they might have been one of the wild card teams.
They were a wild card, yep.
Yep. Cool. All right, let's move to names. We'll start with the team we didn't do last week, the Patriots.
Am I going first?
You go ahead. I've got two, so no matter who you take, I'm okay.
Oh, good. Well, then I'm going to go with the one that I'm almost certainly going to butcher, which is Michael Kumanawanui.
Yeah, so I researched this. It's
for sheer difficulty.
It's Omanawanui.
Oh, that was close.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah,
the difficulty of pronunciation, I like that one.
Yeah, I Googled him, and there's an article with a video of his first, I guess it was after his first practice on the Patriots, and all the news reporters are gathered around him, and one of them says, how do you pronounce your last name? and then he says it, and they say, do you have any nicknames? So we're not the only ones with difficulty. I always enjoy the announcers butchering his last name and sort of doing their best to get it right.
Yeah.
So the guy, my favorite name, one of my favorite players on the team, and definitely one of my favorite names, is Vince Wilfork. And he's a lot like Haloti Ngata, actually. If he plays the same position, but if anything, he is a bigger dude. And I just love that there's, you know, a guy who's probably close to 350, 365 pounds. His last name is Wilfork. It's like, yep, he will fork that food, right?
Almost anything in sight.
It is part of his job. But he also just seems like a really, I don't know, it's hard, again, hard to judge anything by seeing people on television, but he seems like a really nice guy. He's always smiling. So,
yeah.
All right, names on the Ravens, trying not to use the ones we used last week.
I'm going to go with Terrell Suggs, primarily because there's something just about the name that just entirely speaks to the way he plays and the way he looks. He just looks like a Terrell Suggs. And he hits like a Terrell Suggs. And he just seems like a Terrell Suggs.
Yeah.
I just think it fits. The same way that Ray Lewis was very definitively a Ray Lewis. Terrell Suggs plays football exactly like you would imagine someone named Terrell Suggs playing football.
I'm going to go with a backup tight end. I think you had a backup tight end last week, but Crockett Gilmore.
Yeah.
Just sort of like I don't know, the two last names thing is good. You've got like Davy Crockett. I don't know. It just speaks to me.
Yeah.
All right. So the line on this game, oh, go ahead.
Not quite Philip Supernaw, but it's a good name.
Right. Nah, nothing beats Supernaw. The line on this game is the Patriots by 7. So they are favored by a whole touchdown. You know, like we said last week, usually the home team is favored by 3 points, just sort of arbitrarily. That's what home field is worth. So I guess this is the Vegas sports book saying that they think the Patriots are about 4 points better than the Ravens. So who do you want to win and who do you think is going to win?
I would like the Patriots to win. I would like to see, as much as it pains me, I would like to see them at least play for one more Super Bowl in this era. That's only because I think the era deserves it. But I think that the Ravens are going. I think they're doing what they do, which is coming on strong at the right time. And they have a quarterback and Joe Flacco, who's not going to be fazed by any of the crazy stuff that Bill Belichick is going to try to do to them.
Yeah, I agree with you. I want the Patriots to win, not only for domestic tranquility in my own household, but also because Belichick and Brady won 3 Super Bowls from 2001 to 2004, I think, and then nothing since, even though they've been to the playoffs basically every year. It just seems like It's almost like the Spurs in basketball last year. It seems like they deserve one more in this era. And I think they will win, actually. I don't know if they'll win the Super Bowl, but I think they'll win this game.
Thanks for listening to the Dear Sports Fan podcast. You can find more podcasts and tons of writing at DearSportsFan.com. If you like what you see and hear there, please subscribe. Thanks to Jesse Fisher for the theme music. He's at JesseFisher.com. Have a great day.